inside of Peru's Congress. Legislators shouted assassin at Prime Minister Alberto Otárola as he entered the chamber to ask for a vote of confidence.
We declare that the government remains solidly focused on its political action plan to pacify the country. We are not an authoritarian regime, nor do we oppose legitimate protest, but we have as a state the obligation to safeguard the security of the majority of Peruvians.
Otárola said democracy would be defended at any price, triggering anger among some opposition legislators.
These constant threats from Mr. Otárola are shameful, saying that what they've done is right, that is, that they recognize they're the authors of the massacres that the Peruvian people have suffered in these days, but that they will continue to do the same.
The government imposed a three-day curfew in the southern region of Puno after at least 18 people, including a policeman, were killed in clashes when demonstrators tried to take over the airport. Otárola has offered help to the families of the victims as part of a strategy to pacify the country, but protesters are not satisfied with any of the government's attempts to quell the unrest. Prime Minister Otárola says the government wants to build bridges with protesting groups. They've sent high-level commissions to several areas in the country, but he says people are not willing to sit down for dialogue. Instead, in the aftermath of the deadliest day of protests in a month-long crisis, shattered families are left to mourn their loved ones.
My son is dead. I am his father. He was 16 years old.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging Peru's government to carry out a prompt and impartial investigation into the deaths of protesters and to hold those responsible to account. While many Peruvians want the violence and destruction to stop, others say the political crisis will only end with President Dina Boluarte's resignation. Mariana Sánchez, Al Jazeera, Lima.